This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. federal health officials say results from a U.S. trial of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine may have used outdated information. The Data and Safety Monitoring Board, said in a statement, it was concerned AstraZeneca may have provided an incomplete view of the efficacy data. AstraZeneca reported Monday its COVID-19 vaccine provided strong protection among adults of all ages in a long-anticipated U.S. study. This finding could help rebuild public confidence in the shot around the world and move it a step closer to clearance in the United States. France will open 35 COVID-19 mass vaccination centers in the coming days to ramp up the pace of inoculations, a government minister said Tuesday, amid criticism the campaign is too slow. France had previously balked at setting up supersites to rapidly dispense vaccines in large numbers after a failed experiment with vaccinodromes during the H1N1 swine flu pandemic in 2009. Until now, the shots have been dispersed in community halls, hospitals, doctor's offices, and pharmacies. Papua New Guinea received the first batch of coronavirus vaccines Tuesday as the country raced to quell a COVID-19 surge overwhelming its fragile health system. An initial shipment of 8,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine was flown in from neighboring Australia, earmarked to protect badly hit frontline hospital staff. Besides the vaccine, three mobile storage facilities and a small team of Australian public health specialists arrived. If you'd like more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police officials in the U.S. state of Colorado say the investigation into a deadly mass shooting is expected to take at least 5 days. They say 10 people, including a police officer, died in the shooting at a Colorado supermarket. The 51-year-old officer had been with Boulder Police since 2010. The district attorney said it was too early to speculate on a motive for the attack and said Boulder, quote, suffered a terrible and horrific mass shooting, end quote. Monday's attack comes a week after the killing of 8 people at 3 Atlanta area massage businesses. It was at least the 7th mass killing this year in the U.S. 15 people have so far been confirmed dead, nearly 600 injured, and 400 still missing in a huge blaze at a Rohingya refugee camp in Bangladesh, the United Nations said Tuesday. The cause of the fire is still unknown. It broke out Monday at the world's biggest refugee camp, where nearly 1 million people from the persecuted Rohingya Muslim minority are sheltering, having fled a brutal military-led offensive in neighboring Myanmar. Violence continued overnight in Myanmar, with security forces attacking nighttime demonstrations and opening fire in residential areas in a number of towns and cities, keeping up pressure on those opposed to last month's military takeover. In the eastern Yangon, a posting on social media showed a large fire amid the sound of gun blasts. A number of police were visible in the area close to the source of the flames. It is not clear what was on fire or why. Voters in Israel cast ballots Tuesday in the country's 4th parliamentary election in just 2 years. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has been in power since 2009, is facing challenges from several rivals. The last election, held in May 2020, forced Netanyahu to partner with Defense Minister Benny Gantz in a power-sharing deal to form a government. But that arrangement collapsed in December, with the government failing to agree on a budget. Scotland's first minister, Nicola Sturgeon, misled a parliamentary committee investigating an explosive sexual harassment scandal against her predecessor, Alex Salmond. The committee found this Tuesday. But the panel deferred to another probe that said she did not breach the ministerial code, a decision which has staved off calls for her to quit and may clear the way for her to lead her party in elections in May. The dispute involving two of the biggest names in the independence movement has dominated Scottish politics, with indications it has undermined support for the country to go its own way. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.